All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We were out at the Lido Fire Station on Sunday. They were honoring retiring Fire Chief Dennis Littweiler, 20 years as Fire Chief and 44 years as a firefighter in Lido. So I'm assuming today's been a walk down memory lane.
It has been. I've actually, last month has really been a time to sit back and kind of reflect on what's taken place over the last 44 years, and really the last 20 as a fire chief. And a lot of great memories, met a lot of great people, a lot of great friendships, and you know, stuff will hold on my memory forever.
All right, well, you got to tell me. So I see your badge. 1978 was the first year. Now, that's a long time ago. But I'm assuming, how vividly do you remember maybe going out on your first call?
I can remember parts of it. I always remember it was my first structure fire was down by the by the cemetery here in Lido, and we pulled up on the call, and there was smoke coming out of the house. And back in those days, you know, the old guys, they didn't like to wear air packs. They just liked to eat smoke. And I remember actually George Korn standing at the doorway looking at me saying, "Let's go." And I'm thinking, I don't know if this is a great idea. But George was a great firefighter, and I think he drugged me inside, and away we went. And that's the first structure fire I remember being on.
So I know I think you're still going to serve officially through the end of our end of February, which
right.
Would give you 44 years.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you haven't. Hopefully, you have responded to your last call. Hopefully, there's no more fire calls between now and in February. But how vividly do you remember your last call? I guess.
Well, the last major call we had was actually Thanksgiving morning, and I had knee replacement surgery about 2 weeks prior to that, so I wasn't getting around real good. And it was fairly late at night. The pager went off, and I got up and seen that it was a structure fire. And my wife wasn't real thrilled about me going out the door, but she knew it was probably best not to say anything at that point. So that was the last structure fire we was on, and I'll remember that for as long as I live.
Well, and I guess the other thing is there's a lot of dudes that have a lot of years in this department, so that means that, you know, there's blood, sweat, and tears that are invested in this thing. And I'm not talking about just a handful. There's a lot of guys. Why do you think that this is such a tradition-rich department?
I think, you know, I guess it starts back even, you know, when I got on. It was just a great group of guys that, you know, dedicated themselves to serving the community, and this is how they chose to do it. There's a lot of great organizations in Lido. I don't know that there's an organization in Lido that puts in the hours that the volunteers do, you know, getting called out in the middle of the night. And, you know, you're on duty 24-7. If you're in town, you're expected to be here. And so from an organization standpoint, I think it's just, you know, the guys have respect for each other, and it's just a great organization to be involved with.
And then I know a lot of the guys that you served arm in arm with here.
Yeah.
I mean, what about those relationships? And I know they carry on beyond this, but I know you share a lot of that probably with them through, you know, this volunteer firefighter bond.
Yeah, it's something we'll have forever. It's, you know, you put a great deal of trust into each other when, especially structure fires. I mean, that's the most dangerous thing we do. And, you know, you can watch Chicago Fire and those types of things, and you know they're somewhat realistic, but from the fire side it's not realistic. And you know, to walk up to a door that you got smoke billowing out of and you can't see your hand in front of your face, and you and another guy's going into that together, it's just a great deal of respect you got to have for each other. And you know, it's a bond you grow with and you'll never forget.
Yeah, and I guess if you look at kind of your run here in your term over 44 years, there was that stretch in Lido where there were multiple downtown fires, and I think it started with like the former Merchants Hotel building, and then there were some other, you know, fires in downtown Lido. Was that kind of one of the biggest memories, I guess, you have in terms of fighting fires?
Well, a couple of those, or actually about three or four of them, was just right after I took over as fire chief. We had two fires just right before I took over as chief, and that was the old Merchants Hotel. And then we had the Reiser Trimble fire. And then shortly after that, we had the Stutz fires that ended up being arsons. And then the Save-A-Lot building, the old Maid-Rite building. We were rattling off downtown fires pretty quick, and really very fortunate. And it's a credit to our guys that those buildings are all still standing today, except for the Merchants Hotel, which was going to go down whether we had a fire or not. But, you know, those are great memories. And it was, you know, I felt it was great saves. And it wasn't just our department. It was all the mutual aid departments that we've used in the past. And really, you know, we go round and round with Viola. And I didn't look outside, but there might be a green Christmas tree sitting out front but today. But we had a great... you know, we always laugh. We always like to give them a hard time about their green fire trucks, but there was a lot of times when we were real happy to look up and see those green trucks coming down the road.
Now, how long do you think it will take to kind of deprogram yourself from having this position, or can you realistically even probably do that when you've done this for 44 years?
Yeah, it's going to definitely take a while. We get a lot of our calls on our phones, and I'm going to stay connected to that for a while. And, you know, I want to be able to be around and help. But I also want Chief Myers and Assistant Chief Renfro to be able to turn this into their department and run it the way they want to run it. And you know, I have a great deal of respect for both of those guys, and I think they're going to do a great job. But I think it's, you know, I want to stay far enough away that they don't ever feel that I'm trying to slip back in and push them one way or another. I want them to run with it and do it their way.
Well, it's interesting though. You can't call them rookies because you served hand in hand with them over the years. So you mentioned the respect that you have for them, and you've seen firsthand what this department means to them.
Yeah, they bought in. I said in my little speech that, you know, Tony's dad was a fireman, just like my dad was a fireman. Don Corns' father was a fireman as well. And so, you know, we grew up around this thing all of our lives, you know, no matter what their ages are. So, yeah, they have a mutual respect for each other, and they're going to do a wonderful job.
All right. So I know I'm talking to you here probably close to 2:30. On a Sunday. So this thing started at 1. They had the official program at 1:30. Now, a lot of this is probably sinking in still. So that's why I saved this last, maybe emotional question, or this last question is probably going to be the most emotional one. So I see your wife and kids and grandkids are here, and I see these people that are here on your behalf.
Yep.
So... you probably say, I'm going to walk out of here, maybe I'm the richest man in this community, and it doesn't have anything to do with money. So what does all this mean today when you see these people out here saying, hey, man, thanks, recognizing you, appreciate your service, things of that nature?
Well, I'm very humbled. I've never wanted to be front and center of this whole operation. You know, as chief, I knew I was, but I've always tried to make it about everybody else. It's... you know, from the new guy to the guy that's been on for 25 years, I always considered them equal. I knew that they weren't always equal, but I always tried to make them feel that way. And so, you know, it's very humbling to have my family here today. My wife has been a huge part of what I've been able to do, and she's always given me the freedom to go to meetings, be available, miss out on maybe some family things here or there that I put maybe the fire department in front of, but she was always there to support that, and my kids have always supported it. Shay, my youngest son, was when he was a police officer here in town, before he got married, he actually joined the department, was on a couple years. We talked about that earlier. You know, I don't know of anybody that's had, you know, my dad was a fireman here, I was a fireman, and my son was a fireman, although for a short term. I don't know that there's ever been any other family that's had three generations that have served on the department. And, you know, it's very humbling. It's, you know, to look around and see, really firefighters from all over the county and some from Henry County here today. It's, you know, I don't know what to say. It's just been a great run, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. And as I said, I've enjoyed the 44 years of serving this community and trying to protect it, and I'll always hold that high regard in my heart.
Yeah, and I guess the one other thing I've got to ask you, so we're sitting in this still fire station that still smells pretty brand new. Now it's close to, I think, 10 years or whatever, but, you know, we talk about fighting fires, and I know that's important, but having kind of a facility like this that the community can see that's out front and center, you have to be pretty proud of this occurring under your term as fire chief.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the new station. You know, it wasn't the easiest thing to get done back when we done it. There was people on both sides of the fence, and I get that. But if you looked at our old station and you look at the equipment we have today, it just didn't fit in there anymore. We were going to have to do something at some point. And this property come available through the Hendersons, and we met with them and met with the city. And, you know, there was some resistance, but it finally got done. And I think it's a great asset, and it'll be here for years to come. And I think it's, you know, I think it's a tribute to our firemen. I said all along that I really worked hard because of the firemen. That was my biggest goal, was to provide them with a place that they could be proud of, and I think we've done that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a great run.
20-year fire chief and 44 years in the department, Mr. Dennis Littweiler, joining us on WRMJ.